Father God, please save souls in what is yet to come and help us to stay in prayer for the many who are perishing without knowing you. Amen. Dear family, my precious heart dwellers, I have been getting so many messages that Mother Elizabeth is helping me to keep up. Some of you may know this YouTube channel, The Two Preachers. I have spent some time watching what is going on around the world, and it's truly apocalyptic. The floods in China and Germany, Belgium, Australia, Mexico, America, and fires in Russia and America, Canada, and all around the world are like nothing that's ever happened in our lifetimes. Terrible fires in Greece as well. More than 89 earthquakes on July 30th alone. If you want to see what's going on, please check out this site. It's called R as in Robert, S as in Samuel, O as in open, E as in edit, dash, E, D as in dog, I, S as in savior. .org. It's called rsoe-edis.org. Event list. /, after the org. They keep a running track of all emergency radio traffic around the world. And you will not believe your eyes when you read this list. It's like a list from Matthew 24. Water is coming up from under the earth, dear ones, and from the melting permafrost and evaporating into our atmosphere to create these massive storms and flooding unlike anything we've ever seen. Here on the mountain, the lightning is thunderously violent and the rain comes down in buckets. It just pours from the sky. Seeing is believing, and this is beyond anything we've ever experienced. And it's been happening every day for almost a month. It is beautiful up here. Everything is so green. Flowers are blooming, mushrooms everywhere. And I do love mushrooms, so I must be self-controlled. I could spend all day identifying them, but I've made a resolution to only pick the ones I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that are edible. Dying from poisoning is no fun. Anyway, that's something you don't ever want to do without absolute identity. I ended up throwing a bunch out because I couldn't identify them. But the weather around the world is nothing short of apocalyptic. An entire lake disappeared in the panhandle of Florida. Something like 10 million gallons went down a sinkhole with an opening the size of a soccer ball. And there are more and more occurrences of houses all over the country collapsing down sinkholes. There is even a site on the internet now that tells you what properties are near sinkholes. And there are terrible plagues in Nigeria and around the world, plus swarms of destructive bugs coming up out of the earth and devastating crops. Dear ones, many of these fires around the world are being started by asteroids that have fallen to the earth. When they land on the earth, it takes very little for one to start a fire. And those who work with the government in departments like geology and astronomy are saying these massive fires are being started by meteors and they're going to increase everywhere. And also that the inside of the earth is heating up. The magma is on the move from volcanoes and is heating up. This is certainly no time to play hooky from prayer in your relationship with the Lord. What is coming is beyond anything we ever imagined. I want to tell you so that the new variant of COVID is causing death by drowning in people's lungs in just a few short days. This is very serious and horrible, a really horrible bioweapon that the evil ones have engineered to depopulate the earth Agenda 2030. They know what's coming and have made their underground cities to retreat to, without a thought of the rest of humanity. The only warnings we have had are from the Lord and a movie now and then. We do have several things that have worked for COVID-19, but this new one, dear Lord, help us. Certainly prayer and Psalm 91 is a huge buffer for us, and believing and trusting the Lord to take care of us. One of the remedies is, well, I think I've already put that up on the channel. Hydroxychloroquine, I believe it is, which you can make by taking the outer skin of 2 grapefruits and 3 lemons in maybe a gallon of water and cooking it for 5 hours very slowly. And apparently that is hydroxychloroquine, what it boils down to. And I know that GSE, grapefruit seed extract, is also very powerful against different kinds of illnesses. And these are just things that household remedies. And the other thing that we're aware of is pine needle tea, but it has to come from the white pine, and that's 5 needles instead of 2 or 3, which other pine needles have. So the white pine tree, pine needle tea, taken 4 times a day. One of the women on Charlie Ward's show, a lady who is an expert in this field, had COVID, and she took the pine needle tea and it stopped her bleeding, because there's all this terrible internal bleeding going on from COVID-19. So these are just things I'm passing on to you that I've heard. I'm not a doctor, so I'm not prescribing anything, but prayer, definitely prayer. And these are some remedies that have worked for people. With all these things coming, Lord Jesus, I'm shouting this from the mountaintop. Come, Lord Jesus, come. I heard Our Lady's gentle voice. You have seen the devastation of the earth. It is going to increase, Claire. It will become so very intense. This is why you are praying the Divine Mercy Prayer, because not a moment goes by that does not yield up a soul from this earth. And how we long to have these little ones with us in heaven. The parents are so unprepared. They have no idea what tomorrow could bring, and so many are worshiping idols that represent demon principalities, and they have never been taught the gospel. This is why your prayers are timely right now, and I call you to intercede. Yes, your country is in very great danger right now. The dark hats are waiting until the country is in turmoil and most vulnerable to attack and anarchy before their move. However, your true president is carefully monitoring the situation and has plans from heaven to lessen the horrors of what could come. He is a well-prepared man, but he is also fighting generations of wickedness and setting up those who will carry on when they are gone. These people had a master plan that was far-reaching in time. They have left no option up to guesswork. Everything has been prepared and planned so that even if they are gone, others will step right up to the plate. An interesting perspective here, how this works, I have no idea, but I guess you could say in the underground news, there is a story circulating that John F. Kennedy, President John F. Kennedy, is alive and that he has disappeared into the background ever since the time of his supposed assassination, and that he actually has been drawing up the plans to help defeat the monster that our country is in the grips of. And his son, John F. Kennedy Jr. is also alive, and he is very active in the Q movement. How this man, how the president would be alive, I don't know. I do know that the med beds have been around since the 1950s. So anything is possible these days. Clones are possible. Who knows? But there is a pretty substantial rumor circulating that he is alive and he's part of the planning and execution of this takedown of the cabal. Okay, continuing on. The Blessed Mother said they have ruled and reigned other countries with terror, and the people did not have the leadership or gumption to fight what seemed to them to be hopeless. The iron grip of communism has indeed cowed the simple people who live in constant fear of betrayal and reprisal. This world has indeed become a horrible place to live, but my son is coming, and he will rule the nations with tenderness and equity. The evildoers will not prosper, but be dealt with swiftly. This nation has been a light in the world that Satan has worked so hard to extinguish. As you know, this plan was drawn up as far back as the French Revolution. The men behind it have had plenty of time to make changes according to events so that this movement would continue. But all of this was allowed to bring to culmination the evil in this world in order to cleanse it. You are now in the cleansing process, which will have to reach down to the very roots to eradicate. This is also why the earth will be cleansed by fire. It is so terribly toxic, and only a deep cleansing by fire will remove the vestiges of sin and pollution that has almost hopelessly turned the Garden of Eden into a vast toxic wasteland. There is so much to look forward to, she continued. Please do not despair. Eden will return. Sin will be throttled, and all will receive what is needed for a fulfilling life. There are wonderful plans in store for Earth, but this difficult time is a bridge leading us there, and we must suffer through it. Thousands of years of filth, spiritual and physical, will be taken from this planet, and you have seen how it will almost instantaneously be regenerated, pure, whole, and clean. And right there, she's making reference to an intense all-night dream that Ezekiel had, where we were living in some kind of Quonset hut-type structures, and we had just come back to the earth to populate it. We had our glorified bodies, and the grass was just springing up new, and trees were springing up new. And in this dream also, there were marches. Angels were escorting people from their underground hiding places, their underground cities, and marching them off. And they came by where the Quonset huts were, where we were living at the time. But everything was spontaneously regenerating. It was so fresh and pure. The water was so pure in the sky, so pure. So that time is coming. As she said, thousands of years of filth, spiritual and physical, will be taken from this planet. And you have seen how it will almost instantaneously be regenerated, pure, whole, and clean. Keep your eyes on the good that will be at the end of this time, and don't stop praying. Envision the plight of these people and pray. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. This is the main repetitive prayer of the chaplet, but please do pray the entire prayer. You will see that thousands of souls were extended mercy, at the most critical time as they were dying, and God saved them. These prayers and every sigh of your heart for their plight are enormously effective. I bless you now and pray for courage to continue to intercede for the world and for souls. Your prayers are making a difference. Don't stop praying. And that was the end of her message.